right back on Show Me What You Got is an incredible boxer who seems to get better the older he gets. He has been in the game a long time, you know, currently holding the World Boxing Federation Masters Bantamweight title, and he's set to defend that title in a few weeks. Robert Goddard. Did I get that right?
You got that right, Viola.
Beautiful, beautiful. Man, it's good to have you on the show. It's been a long time coming. I've been trying to get a hold of you, but man, COVID and everything is just throwing us off the ranks. Man, how you doing, Robbie? What's going on?
Mate, it's insane. It's confusing, but top of the world right now because we've got 3 weeks to go and then we're back in that square circle and bring some entertainment to the people.
Absolutely, man. Now, Robbie, you've been a boxer, a fighter for a long time, you know, started off at a very young age, you know, and you took a bit of a break. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you got into fighting and, you know, what that journey has been like for you.
Well, mate, it started probably on a negative note with the journey with a father who loved alcohol and loved sort of beating me up as a young kid. Mm-hmm. And then I got to an age where I saw it, you know what, I've had enough of this, and I took up boxing. I got involved with that. Absolutely loved it because I found I could take all my frustration out in the gym. Mm. And it was a really great thing. And then that sort of came home a little bit that then I could actually, I stood up for myself. It gave me strength to stand up for myself and within the family. And that sort of gave us strength to everybody in the family to start pursuing things that they wanted. That's where it started from.
Amazing. And you walked away from the game, from the sport after a while. You know, what happened there?
Mate, I, as an amateur, and then I had a few other fights. I sort of got to the peak of where I was at the time. And I had been impacted by another man who said he sort of gave up on me. And he said, "No, look, go away and quit and forget about it." And I came home one night and I threw all my stuff in the bin, cried and cried and cried at the gym, and walked away. And then 25 years later, it all came back to me through another man who impacted my life. So we took it up again at 48.
Wow, better late than never, they say. Tired but not retired. Or is it the other way around? Retired but not tired.
Either or, mate. As long as you got that fight back in you, it's always there. And I think a lot of people have that in themselves.
And tell us one of the highlights of your career, because I know at some point you got into a fight with Tony Kettlewell, who was the Masters Lightweight title holder, you know, who had about 130 fights up under his belt, and you had only 20 at that time, you know, and you TKO'd him. You know, tell us about that experience and any other really interesting highlights of your career.
Mate, like I said, came back at 48, trained. I trained for a year, and then a great man by the name of Kim Gray whispered in my ear, and he said, "We've got your fight set up. It'll be for a title belt, and it'll be with Tony Kettlewell, who at that time had 130 fights. Scared the living life out of me, because I only had 20 fights all told, and I hadn't even jumped back into the ring as a Masters boxer. Mm. So then I'd got in, I'd had 3 or 4 fights, I think it'd been up to about 5, and then I fought Tony. I just trained for probably a year and a half leading up to that fight. We got into that fight. Yeah, I knocked Tony out, technically knocked him out in the second round. And that was one of the greatest victories I've had so far in my Masters career. Winding back a little bit, yes, when I was an amateur, I fought Southwest titles in Queensland. They were all great things. I was meant to fight certain people that went on to Olympic Games. That never ever happened because I'd walked away. Mm. But yeah, coming back in, I put all the effort in and I was rewarded at the end of it. Or into the beginning of it. And we've had sort of a colourful type of career. We've also gone on, we defended that title. Then it got passed on to Mark Dallaire from down in Victoria, another great boxer. We'd flown to the USA, to Arizona. We fought one hell of a tough Mexican guy over there, Paul Soto. Mm. He was just unreal. He brought it to me all day, and I brought it back to him, and punish his body like you wouldn't believe. And we've also come back to Australia and we've also won the Bantamweight title. So when we came back, I recollected my thoughts and I said, you know what, I'm going to go down in division. So we've been working hard at that.
Amazing.
So we also now, I've got the defended lightweight title. Now I've got the Bantamweight title. And we're going to defend that in 3 weeks.
Amazing. Yeah, you have a fight coming up in 3 weeks. And that's right, you are the WBF Masters Bantamweight title holder right now. What are your expectations for this fight coming up in the next few weeks?
The guy comes over from WA. His name is John Hughes. A little bit of background on him. He's in the mining industry and he runs the Kununurra Boxing Club over there. He's doing a fabulous job with the boys over there. Everybody loves him. It's all terrific. But we're on much of a par of our records are very similar. I think there's one win difference and that's about it. So it's going to be a nice, even match. And we're both boxers. We both like to get on our toes. We both like to fight with that long reach. So he's a tough guy from Mount West, and I'm a tough guy from the city. So it's going to be a battle.
Beautiful. And what does the future hold for Robbie?
The future for Robbie, he's going to defend his bantamweight title. Then he wants to come back in and he wants to drop the flyweight. He wants to do that all again.
Beautiful.
And there's a guy down south, Dennis, who's got an Asia-Pacific title. I would love to fight Dennis. Dennis is such a great man of God, and he is, like, so humble in himself as well. But he runs his own boxing academy.
Yeah.
And, he's just a really nice bloke. So that's for the future there. That's where we're looking.
Beautiful, man. Doesn't look like you're slowing down anytime soon. Looks like you get better, just like fine wine, the older you get. You know, we're coming on to the 30 seconds gold mine segment where you got 30 seconds to give the best advice you can to a younger you or an older you or to just anyone out there. Let's go.
Well, if I was to give any advice to a younger me, that would be write your goals down a lot quicker, focus on them a lot more quicker, and find the right people to help you achieve those goals a lot quicker. And for an older me, take time out a lot more, write those goals down more, and just be a lot more calm about the future, because the future is bright.
Amazing. Write your goals down.
That's about me, mate.
Beautiful. Write your goals down. Be calm about the future because the future is calm. Incredible words from Robbie Goddard right there. Incredible Masters boxer right there. Great to meet you and great to have you on the show, of course. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Diola, and God bless everyone and peace in our hearts.
Amen to that. Robbie Goddard right there dropping some real heavy punches to us. The World Boxing Federation Masters Bantamweight title holder. He's up to defend that belt in a few weeks' time.